You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This is your Packers Update, the Daily Cheese, brought to you by Packernet.com, powered by Overtime Media. The Daily Cheese is a collaboration with the Packernet Podcast, hosted by Ryan Schlipp, the Pack Daddy. And I am your host, JJ Leahy. It doesn't matter if it's a COVID year or not, this part of the news cycle always stinks. For most of the week, there is next to no news at all. And that's true across the entire NFL. Now, the Packers' first training camp practice is going to start tomorrow morning. At that point, some of the interviews with people like head coach Matt LaFleur might get a little more interesting. But so far, most of the questions have been about, how do you feel? Do you think it's safe? What are things like in COVID? Aside from a few fringe roster cuts to get teams down to the new 80-man limit imposed by the NFL, there's not much real to talk about, which is why you have probably heard the new speculation that Aaron Rodgers is getting traded to the Chicago Bears. Well, Aaron Rodgers himself was interviewed by Kyle Brandt of Good Morning Football, and he had something to say about all this.
What I, you know, laugh at, do not spend any time watching, but unfortunately, you know, it's usually like ESPN's on here and the network's on over there, and everybody's just trying to say the most outlandish thing possible to get the most clickbait. And I've said it many times about clickbait. My problem with putting ridiculous headlines on the stories is that in this culture where the attention span is so short for so many people, even people probably listening to this interview or watching this who, you know, can't stay on the entire time because they got other things to do and other things looking at their phone. All they're going to read is eight words on an ESPN front page. And that, and they think that's going to, you know, that's what these people are trying to get people to click on, because they get a 1 second page, you know, 1 second on that page, that counts as the page view. And the more page views you get, the more ad revenue you get. And I think it's really low class journalism. It's like some of the headlines that get put on some of these articles that have nothing to do with what's actually content-wise in the article. I think it's poor journalism. I think it's a total lack of integrity. And I don't want to listen. I don't want to look at that. I don't want to listen to four people, you know, on some show yelling at each other about opinions that, do they really feel that way? Is that like, are they just trying to be the most outlandish, you know, opinion possible, so they get the most views when it gets, you know, retweeted on Twitter or posted on a 10-second blurb on ESPN.com or something? I think it's really done a disservice to the industry of journalism.
If it's not good enough for Aaron Rodgers, then you shouldn't indulge it either. But hey, the full interview is great. It's an hour and a half long, and I do recommend it. I'll include a link in the show notes. I got a fan question asking if the Packers are planning to draft a new kicker to replace Mason Crosby. And this clearly came from someone who heard that Mason Crosby has been placed on the COVID-19 list. No, the Packers have not given any indication that they have any fear of Mason Crosby still being on the COVID-19 list when the season starts. The Packers did go ahead and sign Malik Turner, the former Seattle receiver they worked out, but first they picked up receiver Travis Fulgham off waivers from the Detroit Lions. After the top four wide receivers, there are still seven players competing for the last four wide receiver spots right now. Expect a minimum of four of those guys to be cut and potentially added to the practice squad. I got another great interview for you from cornerback Kevin King.
You led the team in interceptions last year with five. I know you talked during the season about, you know, some opportunities that maybe got away. How many interceptions do you think you should have had last year?
Five. You know, that was God's plan for me to have five. So,
Kev, I know you're only 25, but with Tremont gone, I think that makes you the oldest corner in the room. Is that leadership role as the old head, I guess, something you're looking forward to taking on? And do you feel like the veteran in that room?
Yeah, definitely. Just being here, you know, this is my fourth year being here. It's actually no DBs that was here my rookie year. Just kind of been here in the system, definitely just knowing what to expect, you know, help lead the guys. So I definitely, you know, feel that role coming along.
All right, it's year three with Mike Pettine, year two with the Smiths and Adrian. I think you know the answer to this one. Is this kind of a no-excuse season for the defense?
Really just wanted to take that next step, you know what I'm saying, as a defense. You know, guys are getting comfortable and kind of past the undergraduate level, kind of want to take it to, you know, that those 501, those graduate level courses, you know. So just really get into the intricacies of the defense and just the small details and things like that, and just going out there and playing free. You know, we not as much thinking going on. We just hone in on your job and, you know, to just trust your brothers, you know, to the left and right of you. So I'm definitely excited. You know, we have this time in camp to come, you know, to gel together. But definitely excited to, you know, for the season.
How excited are you to put on the pads and just hit somebody in practice?
Just playing football in general. You know, want to get those pads on. You know, it's a weird sport where you can't really play the sport itself all year long. You know, those breaks are needed, but it's always itching to get back out there on the field come this time of year.
You know, there aren't a lot of teams in the league that have two young corners, you know, on their first contracts. Wondering what kind of duo you think you guys have for now. And do you have any problem being considered cornerback number two if people think Jair's number one?
Oh, no, look. I ain't got no problem with that. You know what I'm saying? People gonna think what they gonna think, you know, but when you get out there on that field, it's two number ones. So, you know, it's gonna be hard to go to the left side, it's gonna be hard to go to the right side. The film is gonna speak for itself for sure. Ja has, you know, established himself as one of the elite corners in this league, you know, and I'm right there too. You know, so just a few more healthy seasons, one more healthy season, I'm establish myself as well.
So there you go. No drama, just news. For more in-depth analysis and a look at Packers strategy, make sure you're subscribed to the Packernet Podcast, hosted by the Pack Daddy, Ryan Schlipp. Keep up on all the Green Bay Packers news by going to Packernet.com and follow the Packernet Podcast on Facebook. My name is JJ Leahy, and this has been The Daily Cheese, your Green Bay Packers news update. Support for this podcast comes from the Packernet Podcast.